Welcome to the Choppin' Beef Show, episode number 46 of season 2. Coming to you live from Mom's Basement, it is me, I am the Beef, Casey the Beef Cregan, joined as always by my cast of cronies, JJ in Tampa, Jeff Justin, and Zach Lox Parker in Savannah, Georgia. We're here. We're back. Every other week episodes until college football comes back or some semblance of it. But we're here, Choppin' Beef Show. On this week's episode, we don't have an outline. That's right, boys and girls. I was out of power for the last couple days. The show was touch and go for a little bit. But we're here. Power restored here in the Northeast. And so I put together a couple topics. Who knows how it'll go, but on brand, as always. But we'll be here. JJ's locked in, ready to go. Lox is here. He's got a couple things going we'll be sure to talk about. We may have an upcoming taste test. Not today. We got a food review. We got some stats. Lox is reading that book, as we talked about last time. Let's check in with him and see how far he's gotten. Like I said, I didn't have power. We got many other things. Many other things on the list. Whether or not we'll go through them, I don't know. But you're here. I'm here. JJ's here. Lox is here. Choppin' Beef Show's here. And we are next.
Lots of energy, lots of energy, lots of energy, lots of energy. Speaking of energy, Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross leading us into tonight's Choppin' Beef Show.
What?
It was a last minute addition. I went in looking for Rocky IV, the montage part, because I truthfully was going to use it. And I don't know why, but on the right side of the screen on YouTube was Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross, and I felt like it was a sign from God.
We talk about crisscross, like make you want to jump crisscross?
Jump. Crisscross will make you... No.
Jump. Different?
Yeah.
Jump. Is everyone wearing their shorts backwards?
They said that he was a one-hit wonder, but he's got multiple hits, and I celebrate the entire catalog.
Absolutely.
Would hits include his wife and kids?
Maybe.
Wow!
Did that happen?
Out the gate.
I don't know. I was just saying, when you said multiple hits, I don't know what multiple hits you're talking about besides jump.
Episode number 46, season number 2, Choppin' Beef Show, officially titled Off the Rails when the DVD comes out to stores near you. But we're here.
It's going to be a mini series.
We'll open up with my, because I'm selfish, my debacle the last couple days. I didn't have power. So basically, this is my caveat to put out there that this show might be a little rough because I didn't have power for 3 days. It came on about 3:30. My wife said 4. I don't know what time it was. It was later today, Thursday. And I was just so happy that it was on. That we're able to do a show tonight. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. Jeff actually did a really good job of throwing some stuff together pretty quickly. I threw some off-the-cuff stuff. Even in my intro, I said, I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about. But
then, it means I don't have a life, and that's what happens when you're not married or don't have kids.
You went 3 days without power?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you charge items of battery power?
I was in the car.
You're just chilling in the car and air conditioning?
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's what he used to do in his old job anyway. He was just driving around Florida for hours, chilling in his car.
It's so true. What I would normally do... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say what I would...
I just remember, like, back...
Sorry.
In rural Mantua, Ohio, when the power would go out, my dad would make me read by candle.
That
might be why I don't like reading.
There's no question. There's a direct correlation right there. We blame Big Dan for that. It's on the list for later on in the show, but we might as well hit it now. There's no rhyme or reason for it. Give us the last time we met 2 weeks ago. You were telling us that you are reading Marty Smith's book.
Yeah, it's great.
It is good, right? So 2 weeks, lots of time in the summer to, you know, read. Your children are a little bit older, you know, kind of self-sufficient in a way.
Yep.
So how far, you obviously finished the book by now, right?
I'm closer. Let's put it that way. We went to the pool this past weekend for like 2.5 hours. You know, took the book.
Nice.
Sat down. And like you said, the kids can play by themselves. You don't have to keep an eye on them constantly. They're not going to drown in a 3-foot pool anymore. So, yeah, I picked the book up and just pounded out like 2 pages. And back down. my mind wanders. I can't help it. I get that far.
That is the best line ever. Ever.
How kidding.
I just wasn't in reading mode. You know, I was in scanning mode, like flipping through Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you read on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay. So you did read on your phone.
It's different.
Yeah. It's way different. Yeah.
So if you put on the book on your phone, you'd probably be really good.
Chances are better. Yeah, this is probably a good chance.
He may be pounding out more than 2 pages, maybe 3, 3.5, 4 even.
Yeah.
Like I said, it just, yeah.
I might take the over at 5.
Terrible. Terrible attention span. Yeah. So
it's kind of like it's on brand for the show.
I think we're on page like 22.
Hey, every day you get closer. Listen.
You know what I want? I'm trying to finish up this book I'm almost done with. I want to start the Marty book, just see if I can get further than Locke's.
There's no question. There's no question.
That'll be my first sitting on the toilet.
If you could focus on it, you could read that book in 4 hours, maybe 3. It's not a long book, and it's very entertaining, but I just, there's a lot going on in my head, and, you know, I just didn't feel like it. Basically, I'm just a lazy-ass bum. So
no, there's not the each their own, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you ought to take pride in your sloth. You know, the great American underachiever is underqualified.
That's tremendous. So welcome back, boys. 2 weeks in the books. Well, a week, I guess, and then a week back here Thursday night. August, whatever, the year of our Lord, 2020.
Amen.
Which will go down in history.
It will. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is that?
That's a nooner.
High noon. A little high noon vodka soda.
Oh, wow. So that's a girl's drink.
Yeah, that's fine. It's delicious.
Beef drink.
Yeah, no, it's right up my alley. Power came back on, so they're a little cold, you know? I wanted to try one tonight.
Oh, my God.
Just one. All right, maybe there's two here. But anyway, they're small. They're skinny. They're in the skinny cans. There's
an entire cooler at his feet.
Your hand looks huge.
It does, right? You should see my... Well, speaking of that, what do we got going on this week? We got... JJ put this together here tonight in the NCAA. We're going to talk some sports, I think, just to start.
What?
My outline didn't have any on it, but, you know, we'll do it.
I think to get it out of the way, we have a new prominent friend of the show.
Yeah, give it to us. You tell us.
True friend of the show, the women's soccer team of the Missouri Western State University Griffins.
I need a soundbite. I need their fight song. I need something behind that so bad, because that is awesome. Thank you, ladies, for jumping on board the JJ train. And the Chopping Beef Show train.
So I don't know.
That's fantastic. We are happy.
You and I have actually drank in that town.
Oh, that's that one. That's in St. Joe.
It's in St. Joe. I don't even know how the hell they got a hold of me.
Very cool. Very cool.
I don't have a clue. I don't know no one on the soccer team.
It doesn't matter. Don't ask questions that you don't want the answers for, you know?
I mean... Day, I mean, you're kind of like a celebrity. I mean,
that's true. About especially in that town.
In that town, yeah. If you had the last name Justin, it's kind of like you having your last name Earp in Dodge City. It's like, oh shit, you know, that's gonna happen.
Here he comes. Yeah, here he comes.
Well, it is.
I know. I experienced it.
How did you handle your St. Joe experience?
It was great. I had a blast. But yeah, everybody knows you and your uncle. Uncle Dan was there with us.
Yeah.
Everyone knew him. Asked how your mama was.
Now, Uncle Dan's the legend, though. He really is.
He is a legend. There's no question. But that's great. So I'm glad that they're on board. The Missouri Western State University Griffins, we're happy to have you. Very happy. Hope you enjoy the debacle that is the Chop and Beef Show, because we enjoy bringing it to you. And now if you can just send us some gear, you know, to be good.
I've offered to pay for it. I haven't heard a response on that yet.
All right, we'll get it. We do have another friend of the show also that hit me up this week. His name is Aaron Golub. Aaron Golub is the first legally blind college football player to ever play a college game. There were two, apparently, and he went to Tulane. Tulane University, and he reached out. He's a fan of the show, so we want to give him a little shout out as well. Thanks so much to Aaron Golub for listening.
All right, Aaron.
Hopefully get him some point. Yeah, it was really cool. He's a motivational speaker, a financial analyst, and you know, all around good guy. So
can you sit for the show tonight?
When's he calling in? We need topics.
Right, we do. We do.
Here's our motivation: get off your asses.
Yeah, that's the that's probably why he stumbled upon us, was because, you know, hashtag JJ's psychology exam. I don't know.
I like
it. Cool.
I gotta drink some water. So talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Why?
You're going back and forth between the vodka and the water?
Yeah, because my voice has been a little cracky, you know, today, because I talked a lot today.
Yeah.
So I just needed a little water. That's all. Biggest news from the college football world is national powerhouse UConn canceled their football season. Well, they are. They are, just not in football. Yeah. But they canceled their football season, and surprising to nobody, really, because they're an independent, so they didn't have anybody to play. So why not take the year off?
I guess they are an independent. For some reason, I was thinking that they were, what were they in?
Big East.
Yeah, okay.
So when the Big East had a football conference before, it was kind of dissolved by that, American Athletic Conference.
Right.
They kind of lost their way.
Yeah, didn't they play USF a couple of times down here?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I forgot about that. Shit.
They had I forget what the hell it was called, but they had like a trophy for that game. UConn, UCF, USF, I mean.
The Snowbird Trophy?
Probably, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
You spend way too much time here.
I don't know.
What else we got?
I heard they came out with a poll. College football poll, was it today?
Yeah, who was preseason poll.
I haven't looked at it. Who was number one? Asking for a friend.
Notre Dame.
Now
preseason one.
I don't like it.
Those preseason polls always love the Catholics.
Coach's poll? Coach's
poll. I don't know what the hell it was, but think about this. So, like, you know, they're building in. The ACC is doing a thing where they're going by winning percentage. So, because games may get canceled. And so you may have a 9-0 champion playing a 6-1 second place group, whatever. How are they going to do the polls this year?
I don't know.
Say, like, and we talked about it before, but say, like, there's... Let's say the Big Ten, because they're having outbreaks. They don't play for 3 weeks, so you just don't rank them? The SEC plays 3 weeks of games. They beat each other up. There's two lost SEC teams, or 0-3 SEC teams ahead of Ohio State, because Ohio State hasn't played yet. The polls you know me and the polls. I hate them, right? I hate them. I rant about them all the time. Now you're going to add this wrinkle into it?
Disaster.
In fuego.
Are you seriously going to do strength of schedule, which has always been the bane of existence for a few teams?
Yeah, and the bane of my existence, because how do you know strength of schedule unless you're playing games?
Well, if let's say you do play games, and let's say the minimum games you have in is six. You've had to play at least six games. Then do you bring up strength of schedule on the teams that had six games in and a strength of schedule? I don't know.
Well, no, that's a great point, but I'm going to play devil's advocate as I want to do. The SEC is just playing the SEC because they're going conference only. The ACC is only playing the ACC. So the narratives, the bullshit narratives that I hate that have been around since 1992, is that so the SEC is going to get the better, the benefit of the doubt because they're playing the SEC schedule? Whereas a Big 12 who's completely down, other than maybe two teams.
Yeah, and Art Briles.
Art Briles. Thanks a lot, Art Briles.
But I don't know how you would do it. Is a 4-0 or maybe 3-1 Ohio State with all of their Big Ten?
But they open up with like Illinois. Then they play, I don't know. They miss Wisconsin and Minnesota on the other side. Rutgers, and Purdue.
Okay, so Ohio State's out of the strength of schedule conversation.
Yeah, I mean, they're down.
And would it be strength of schedule and performance? I mean, if you beat them by average of 25 points or 30 points a game, I don't know.
Notre Dame
coming to the top. No, does Notre Dame number one if they beat Clemson in the opener?
They're not playing in the opener.
Shit.
I know. The schedule, the ACC schedule came out. They're sticking it in November.
I think it's the same date as it was
same
before,
date.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It is the same date?
Yeah. They were rumored to put that on. They wanted Notre Dame to have a marquee game to open the season, I guess for the TV, and they didn't want, I guess, the Clemson-Notre Dame game. I don't know. Clemson opens with Wake Forest, and Notre Dame opens with... Yes. Uh-oh. Yes. I forget. See, I had it earlier.
Ohio State, Michigan playing October.
Yeah.
It's just screwed up.
Well, like you said, they probably tried to get Ohio State, Michigan in so they can get the game in case there is a COVID.
Do it earlier. Yeah.
But they're also flexibility. So each team in the Big Ten has two bye weeks. And then that Thanksgiving Day week, that weekend that all the rivalries are on, everybody's off in the Big Ten. So you get an opportunity that, let's say, things are bumped a week or two or three. they may, or say an outbreak happens and Ohio State can't play or Michigan can't play that week. There's still an opportunity for them to be playing on that rivalry weekend.
All right. Go ahead and get the pen out, the big black magic marker. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, is this a lock's lock?
If we make it to Thanksgiving, I'll shit myself. There's no way.
On a Friday night out drinking with us anyway.
But without some type of catastrophe here, I mean, I don't know. It feels more like an over-under seven games is where I'm at. And then it's just like...
Easy.
Outbreak Central. I mean, you're seeing it in high schools, middle schools right now as they go back. It's just, this is a recipe for troubles now.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing for you to think about. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on COVID at all. But MLS is in a bubble, no problems.
Mm-hmm.
NHL in a bubble, two cities, no problems. You see where I'm going with this. NBA in a bubble, no problems. Major League Baseball, not in a bubble, problems.
Little tiny problems that are getting bigger by the day. And look at this, across the nation with so many people, other students with just these athletes, there's no way you can keep them separated. It's just
happened at Louisville. Three soccer players were dismissed from school because they had a party at their house, and 29 cases came out of that party.
Good Lord!
Dismissed from school.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can you imagine lawsuits?
That's exactly right. Lawsuits.
My kid got COVID in your party. You know, it's just that's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at, and I can't blame the university for kicking those kids out.
No, because yeah, that's a liability at that point.
Yeah. I mean, they're held responsible. So, you know, wasn't it Feinbaum who predicted a couple weeks ago that he thinks there's a 75% chance that they will not have college football. And that's, yeah. You know, not that he's always Mr. Positive, but, you know, he's obviously in there listening to everyone and talking to the right people.
Mm-hmm. So, please.
And his job depends on college football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what you have to think, too. You have to kind of step back. Who's saying, oh, it's Feinbaum? Whatever. I'm not a huge Feinbaum fan, but then you start thinking about, wait, his livelihood is all college football.
Speaking of friend of the show, Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he been lately?
Big Chop and Beef Show fan. I saw him. He had a Chop and Beef Show undershirt on one of his last shows.
Undershirt?
Really?
Yep, I saw it.
Looked like our logo and see how white dress shirt he had.
Yeah, yeah, it was one of the white ones. I saw it. You could tell.
The colors are stellar.
White beater?
Yeah.
Paul Feinbaum?
Yeah.
That's kind of hot, don't you think? Yeah. You don't think that's kind of hot? Come on, tell the truth.
Ridiculous.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit earlier about gambling and 75% chance, Paul Feinbaum. Locks, apparently, is in a pool.
Yeah.
He's a degenerate.
Yeah.
He just doesn't gamble with his own money normally. But this time it's different.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you're doing.
This time, if you play poker, you understand pot odds. It's like sometimes you gotta throw the money in there because it's worth the investment for the bet. Because I'm in a pool right now where you put $25 in. I think there's 117 people playing in it. You pick six golfers. They use the best five scores. Now you're golfers for the PGA Championship. So that many people works out to where first place you get $1,725 for a $25 bet.
Daddy could get and a new set what? Of shoes.
Yo.
Yeah.
What new irons you looking at?
Yeah, exactly. So the squad that I picked, boys, pretty solid too.
Give them to us. So,
yeah,
I got Brooks Koepka. I got Webb Simpson, which is really a disappointment so far. I thought he was going to do well. And it's a salary cap thing, so you got each person's worth so much money, and if you haven't done it before, but you have so much money to spend, and it's varying amounts. So there are some people in there you wouldn't think of. Like I have Ian Poulter on my team. He's okay, but he's currently 2 over. Never mind what I say. Matthew Wolf, who's like, I think this is his second year or maybe a year and a half playing, pretty good value for him. But I got two little sleepers. I got Brendan Todd, who nobody knows who he is.
Never
he's
heard.
A very boring. Yeah, he's currently in, I think, a tied for third. And then I have Kevin Streelman, who's tied for fourth right now, too. Both like boring, hit it down the fairway, put it on the green, make a putt type of guys. But this golf
he's
course they're playing,
golfer.
Man.
He's a big golfer.
Yeah, what
it
I was,
is,
what I heard too golf. Today on somebody's show, I was listening while I was charging all my stuff, was that the rough is tough here, and it's kind of at times roughs get worn down by the gallery, and there's no gallery, so this course really plays to those that hit it straight and don't play it, and that's why a guy like Zach Johnson, is he still leading? I'm not sure. But he's not as long as everybody else. He hits 7 iron when everybody else hits 9, but he hits the ball straight.
Yeah, no, he's tied for second four under. Yeah.
And I got a pee. So,
okay. All right. Well, it didn't take.
Oh, look at.
I gave that up like. Man.
So what place are you currently in then?
Out of like 130. I can look it up on my phone, but I'm doing this on my phone. So I think last I looked, I was like in 68, something like that. Like I'm at 8 or 9 under, and the leader's at 15 right now. So I got some room to move here. But
yeah, you know,
the guys that they have will fall back and forth. But it's just fun just to put a little money on something, man. Yeah. It's It feels so good.
That's what I said years ago.
Cockroach faces weren't the same.
That's what I said years ago. It's just fun to have some skin in the game. Like, you know, put $5 even on a game just so that there's some makes it interesting. You know, so that's cool. You're doing it. Also gives me an excuse to play the Masters theme.
Yep. Thank you.
That's the Chop and Beef Show staple.
If you ever did a spa day, would you want the Masters theme as the background kind of nuanced music? That'd be kind of nice.
There's no question.
That would relax you right out, right?
Actually, I want Jim Nance's voice.
Yeah, just speaking to you. Sweet nothings.
Yeah. Oh.
As you feel the oils go onto your...
Yeah.
I mean, you could beat the shout me with a club after that.
Okay. Oh, wait, what?
What? Oh, look, there's a large baby seal in the spa room.
So we do... We have... speaking of baby seals, we have a taste test this week. We have a review, a food review. Oh. I'm all over this. So if you're following along with me, I'm all over this thing. So just hang with me, guys. The chicken tender milkshake from a restaurant called PDQ, a pseudo fast food. You know, a moderate speed food.
Specialties chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, chicken sandwiches, chicken fingers. They got great sauces. They got this buffalo blue sauce that is knock your socks off. But they did what? Tell us about it, give it to us, and then the review.
It is a medium-sized vanilla shake that has crumples of chicken tender in the shake. A chicken tender is a full chicken tender is inside the shake, topped off with whipped cream and a cherry.
It's like dinner and dessert all together.
It was like $3.50.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's not that. It's good meat. They make it right in front of you, so it's not like they're, you know. Putting it in the microwave. They bread it right in front of you.
This isn't going to like 7-Eleven and getting a milkshake, you know, or anything like that. This is quality place, very clean.
7-Eleven? You go to 7-Eleven for milkshakes?
No, but I have been for Slurpees. Yeah. And God knows you've gotten a shit ton of ice cream out of there.
No doubt. I've made milkshakes from ice cream acquired from 7-Eleven.
Can we have that in English?
Is this what's that, Lox?
What was that?
Put the ice cream back, Casey.
You can't be taking on the ice cream.
Yeah. She was too busy staring at my cane, you know?
Well, that was your decoy.
No damn right.
And all of a sudden, your britches look like you gained 50 damn pounds.
I was fat anyway.
Well, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Speaking of fat and 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You see, thank you for that. Give us the review. Was it good?
It was good. It tasted like chicken and waffles.
Oh, nice.
You had that little bit of sweetness with that little bit of chicken and fried, and then you'd... You know, they give you a big straw and you'd suck up like a chicken breast out of nowhere.
I would have choked. You know? I would have choked. There's no question.
So you had that little bit of salty with the sweetness, and it was amazing.
That was only amazing. A one-day-only thing, right?
One-day-only because it was National Chicken Tender Day, and it was like eating a blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Very nice. Neither one of those companies sponsor us, by the way.
Yeah, well, they might be tonight. This
free advertising. That's what we give them.
I had this chicken and waffles thing. This is a big craze.
You've never had chicken and waffles before?
Nope.
You lived in the South how long in your life?
A long time.
Ask him how many times he's had shrimp or just grits in general.
Once.
See, I've only had grits once. It's just not... When you grow up in the Midwest and North, you don't do grits.
No. No.
Chicken and waffles, though? Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Yeah. I'm a pancake guy.
I had pancakes for dinner.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Brenner's a great call.
My wife made shrimp, and the boys ate the bejesus out of it. So she looked at me going, especially because we had no power, threw out a bunch of food. She looked at me. She goes, I can make pancakes. And I said, perfect.
Right.
So I had pancakes. Attaboys.
No, yeah. No sauce, still bacon?
No, pancakes and eggs. She made eggs.
Oh, eggs is sweet too.
Yeah, we lost all our meats pretty much, so. That's what 3 days does.
You got, hey, Lox, one time, you got to do us a favor. I don't care where you go. You got to do chicken and waffles once someplace in Savannah.
It's good, because, and like JJ said, it's like the whole sweet and salt thing, there's something to that. So, not necessarily together. But they say those are the two things. Like, if you eat salty, you're going to want sweet. And if you eat sweet, you're going to want salty. And I find myself doing that occasionally, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times do you put, you know, when you do pancakes and bacon, how many times do you put, like, a little bit of syrup in your bacon or sausage?
100% out of 100%.
100% times. Yeah. Same way. So, yeah.
I get it. I get it.
What are you smiling about, Lox? Jesus Christ.
I'm a weird. I don't know.
Did your parents abuse you?
You know, I don't like sugar stuff, man.
I don't.
I don't.
You put syrup on your pancakes?
You put syrup,
That's about the only thing I like. I don't like Halloween. I eat like 3 of those Reese's cups. My stomach hurts. Like, I You're just good. Don't eat.
See, that's understandable.
I'm a salt guy.
Yeah, but I'll give
it. No wonder you had a seizure on a plane.
I don't have any cavities either. So, I mean.
I've never had a cavity.
My superpower.
I have 4 teeth missing on the bottom left part of my mouth, so I get it. I ate a shit ton of candy. So there it is. There it is. Who needs a dentist?
The secret's out. Sweets cause cavities.
Yeah.
Right here in the Chopping Beef Show, folks.
Don't eat sweets. Sweets.
Make sure you floss after you eat sweets.
Now, Lox is the resident mayonnaise guy.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
There's something we might have to try on the Chopping Beef Show. It's called the Smoker's Cough Shot. It's a Jägermeister, which Lox loved in college. Loved it.
Loved it.
With mayonnaise.
Really?
Yep.
Oh yeah, we always had Jäger in the house. Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, it was awful. I can't do it anymore.
But mayonnaise, you can do mayonnaise and just throw a little Jäger on it.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, I'll try that.
This is like salt and cough syrup.
Deer's blood is what they call it.
That's right. Deer's blood. Because they have the deer.
On the face of it, yeah.
Oh,
I call it death.
You can feel it going all the way down.
Oh, yeah. And out for me. Actually, you could feel it coming all the way back up. It's awesome. So,
we're going to see this twice.
You knew it. Like, you know, we'd drink about 35 pitchers of Bud Light at Tiger Town Tavern, and then all of a sudden you just looked over, and there's Lox lining up a Jäger shot. You're like, really? Now's the time?
And so, 2:30? It's perfect timing.
So because I was a good roommate, I was right there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Juan Julio, what about you at 2:30 in the morning with tequila?
Yeah, I love it. I love tequila.
Yeah, it's like, last drink of the night, let's do tequila. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like a good person, like a good friend, you're right there with me.
Well, I don't like seeing anyone going down by themselves. It's like, let's see whose bar tab this is going to go on.
Play that game.
Yeah, that lot. There's no winners in that one.
While we're on food, though, I have put myself out there, and I'm not one to go out on a limb very often, but I had tried the other day. I had to go out to the Home Depot to pick up some things for the house. Very green thumb of me.
Statement right there. This stop.
Yeah, that I'm not picturing this.
It was bee killer.
Do they have a hammer?
But I stopped at the old Taco Bell.
I need one nail. Do you have one nail?
The old Casa de Bell. It's about 16 cents because that's what my boy Finn did back in the day. He had like a $100 gift card to Home Depot. So we drove out to the local Home Depot. He bought one screw and got cash for change so that we could go out to the bars that night.
I remember that.
I also, when I lived in Tampa the first time on a couch, I figured out how much gas to get, and a 12-pack would even $20, so that my dad thought I was getting gas with his gas card. So I would buy a 12-pack and about $6 worth of gas, and it would equal out to $20, and I'd use my dad's gas card, and he would get the bill. He's like, "Oh, Casey, you got $20 worth of gas today." Haha, joke's on you, Dad. I got drunk instead.
What a degenerate.
I told him that years later. My sister-in-law still talks about it to this day.
So good.
Stories for days.
Oh, jeez.
I would make sure I looked at the price. I'm going, all right, yeah, that looks good. $21.45, yeah, that's good. Yeah. But anyway, so I tried the new grilled cheese burrito at Taco Bell, and I'm on record now saying it's the second best thing I've ever eaten at Taco Bell.
Well, number one is what?
Chili cheese burrito that doesn't exist anymore.
Right. So,
but this thing, they melt cheese on top of this burrito. It has those, like, Frito chips, beef, cheese, that Baja sauce, sour cream in it, and it works, man. I don't know why. It's hot. It just works. The flavors melt together in utter madness. Like our late friend Larry would have said, I went back and said compliments to the chef because it was delicious.
It was a symphony of taste, huh?
Oh, it crunched a little bit.
Did you change your shirt afterwards?
I was able to eat it at a table, thankfully.
Do you have to eat it with a fork?
No fork for this guy. But your hands, you make sure you have napkins because that cheese is greasy.
Okay.
But man.
Did you have to put any sauce on it besides the sauce that was already there?
No sauce.
Did it break the bank? Was it over $3?
It is over $3. Can you imagine? $3.29 at Taco Bell.
That's a lot of food.
Did you get a senior citizen drink?
I didn't, unfortunately. Like, poor Larry wouldn't have gotten the cheese, grilled cheese burrito because it was over $2.12.
That's true. Well, maybe we would have chipped in a couple quarters for him. You know?
I would have, definitely.
Oh, I would have, absolutely.
Just for him to experience the utter joy that I got with the first bite and the flavor explosion in my mouth.
The flavor explosion.
It was wonderful.
I don't know where to go.
Speaking of flavor explosions in your mouth. I'm looking at the list. I got two lists. Go. Which way do I go with that one? The Major League Baseball is back.
Did anyone notice?
In a big way.
They are.
I'm doing now.
What, you're just watching baseball?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those 3 days without sports, man, I know we had like 100 days previous. I'm out of the loop. I don't know what's going on in hockey. I don't know what's going on in baseball.
You don't have to watch hockey anymore. You're okay.
You want to get me started on this shit?
No. All right,
good.
What? What's wrong with what shit? You're okay.
Lox doesn't like hockey, so we're good.
We don't have a riled up. You were talking about like the football schedules earlier. Look at, we got the Phillies have played 6 games. Everyone else has played like 13, 14, you know? Yeah. Like Marlins.
They're going to come back strong.
It's
the Cardinals' fault. I don't give a damn.
See, I knew that was coming. Cardinals have played 5 games.
Yeah. Let's go to a casino.
The Marlins are in first place with a 5-1 record. Next place, the Braves. They're 8-5.
Well, they say that every win is worth 2.7 games. So if you do the math, they're actually, what, 10.13 wins, and they have 2.7 losses. So they're 13 and something and 2.7.
How's that going to work come playoff time? They're not going to make all those games up, are they?
They're going winning percentage, and they're going 16 teams.
Yeah, so pretty much a lot of teams are going to get it anyway. So.
That was awesome 2 weeks ago. I don't know if anybody out there listened 2 weeks ago, but what Ryan basically told us on air.
Yeah.
That we were wrong. Well, yeah. That was brilliant.
No, no. Yeah.
It's like, what? Well, I mean, the news just broke out.
Oh, I know. It was on my screen with the red underline. Yeah.
Breaking news.
So, the Cardinals, Yadier Molina's got it because he looks like a convict anyway.
Yes.
And he's a Cardinal. So it's typical. Once again, the Cardinals ruined the baseball season, or almost tried to.
I knew it.
You know, that's what they do. They suck life right out of us.
So you don't get my rant, but you get JJ's rant about the Cardinals. So, it is what it is, one or the other.
What do you have to rant about?
Nothing.
Yeah,
we're going away from hockey. Fucking Rangers ruin my life every fucking year.
I've never seen a king die before.
They look like fucking child's play out there. It was just terrible.
They looked like a bunch of assholes is what they look like. They're fucking no good motherfuckers.
Would you consider it monkeys fucking a football?
No, they were better than that, but not much. No, not taking anything away from Carolina. Carolina's got two of the best studs in the game with Aho and Svechenko, or whatever, Svechnikov. But man, they're bad. Losing. They're losing to James fucking Reimer in goal. James fucking Reimer. Who fuck is James Reimer?
Who is James Reimer?
I don't know, but he fucking stood on his goddamn head the other night, made the Hart Trophy winner, well, finalist, look like me on ice. That's not pretty, I'll tell you. That's all I got. I'm not going down that road. Anyway.
He's so angry.
So angry. Sonny Gray is not allowed 6 hits in 36 starts.
Yeah, he beat the Tribe there. Now he's good, huh?
Is that good?
Good Lord, he was really good for the Yankees, too.
What happened there, right?
I couldn't hack it, I guess. I don't know.
He's not a big city guy.
But yeah, God bless him. He's got stuff. He was great in Oakland.
Was that a trade? Or they released him? Or what happened there?
That was a trade.
Mid-season trade, I think.
Yeah, they traded him for a bag of balls and Jeff Justin, I think.
And pay off someone's salary.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the money.
He needed to get out. He wanted to get out. He needed to get out. I don't know. And he's been really good for the Reds. And the Reds are that upstart team that we talked about but didn't realize they would be. Yeah. They have a shitty record?
Yeah, they're 3-6 or something like that.
5-7.
But Sonny Gray's on fire.
Sonny Gray is on fire. He's in fuego.
Who's this James Karinchak guy?
He's an asshole.
Who's that?
James Karinchak of your Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians. James Karinchak wears number 99. No good.
Does he cut his sleeves off and have...
No, I don't care. The Cleveland Indians need to retire number 99 for a fictional player. That's it. No one should wear 99.
That wasn't real, right? It was like a game. It was like a movie.
Didn't I just say fictitional numbnuts?
I can't understand your big word.
Fictitious.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
But it doesn't matter. Fictitional is great. We made it up. See, Webster's? We're making up words here on the Chop and Beef Show. Doesn't matter.
Do we get copyrights for that?
Well, go ahead and tell them who 99 was.
He plays number 99. He wears number 99, who was Charlie Sheen's character in the movie Major League. Rick Vaughn. The Wild Thing.
The Wild Thing.
You don't do that.
I mean...
You don't do it.
Does this jacket make me look like a banker?
Looking freak. Huh?
Does this jacket make me look like a banker?
This guy looks like a banker. It's no good.
That's unfortunate.
Is he playing? Who is this guy?
He's your damn team. I don't know.
Yeah, either does he. And Locks rips it up on fantasy baseball, so he doesn't know who the hell he is. He pays attention and stuff, which is weird.
Killing it.
I mean, it's your boys. You, I mean, you, he's like a middle reliever, like seventh inning guy.
Okay. I'm usually asleep by the time we get to the seventh, so I'm more of like like 1-4 innings.
Yeah, like game 7 of the World Series.
Hey, Lox, you've been to stadium in Cleveland, right? They got some good bars around there?
Oof. Yeah.
You got any, like, dives around there that you really like?
No.
All right. Good talk. Really good talk.
Why?
Because I like talking about dive bars, and JJ and I have our favorite dive bar in around stadium. Right. So,
here's the thing with, like, around Cleveland. This downtown Cleveland is, like, an hour away from where I live, so it's not like you go and get canned.
Right. You got to drive. Right.
Like, why not?
There's no mass transit really either, is there?
Well, because when I was going to do that, it would have been underage, using a fake ID, and then driving home drunk underage. So it probably would have been like a whole
to a cop father.
Yeah, to a father who's a cop. So it's just kind of
so you got an alibi. You can get off.
No, it doesn't work like that. So yeah, but yeah, no, there's it's a cool little scene down there. It was, at least, you know, it was horrible.
I've heard that. That's why I asked. I haven't been, but I did hear that.
Cool thing about that stadium is it's up, like there's a street level, and then you go down below. It's like built down like a valley. So it's kind of cool like that. You know, like you'll see like in left field, that's the street. And, you know, they hit home runs up over into the park right there, which goes out to the street. So the whole thing's kind of sunken down. Not good when it's real hot because, again, like Death Valley, there's no breeze down there at all.
No breeze coming
through.
It's
a cool stadium, man. Yeah, they just had the All-Star game there last year, remember?
No.
Pretty cool. All right, good talk.
The Jake is a good stadium. I've liked it. Yeah. I liked it when I went there.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. You
got those toothbrush lights and shit?
Yeah.
The what? Toothbrush lights?
They're lights around the stadium. They're not like rectangular... horizontal, they're vertical.
Gotcha.
Vertical. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's really weird. But, yeah, because you're not used to seeing it. It's like, oh, okay.
I thought you meant in the stadium, but no, I get it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Older. It's an older stadium.
Well, back, what, 90s? 90s, I think, is when it came out?
Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Early,
yeah.
90, 91.
During
so.
Those World Series years that they had the Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a damn good team, too.
Yep, sure was. All for naught.
How about this for stats? We got some stats of the week this week, courtesy of JJ. Three Astros stars, Altuve, Bregman, Springer, all hitting under, well, Bregman's at 211. Altuve's at 158. Bregman's 211. Springer, 182 at the time of these stats were published, which was a couple days ago. I guess
how fantastic is that?
When you don't have garbage cans to beat on, I guess you're not able to know what pitch is coming. So
when Coach Rubbermaid isn't out there in the dugout helping the team, I think there might be an issue.
That's good. Joe Kelly for commissioner.
Yeah, he was great too. I don't like him because of his Red Sox days. He started a brawl back in the day with the Yankees, but I kind of like his attitude.
What?
Yeah, he's out there. It was great. It's great. Threw it right behind him.
His little pout face too.
Yeah, dude, and called him a fucking crybaby. That was the best.
A nice swing, bitch.
Yeah, nice swing, bitch. You fucking crybaby. That was awesome.
Oops, sorry.
You can't blame players for what the rules of the game, the unwritten rules of the game are.
Yeah.
Astros did it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the commissioner may would have taken that title away, then it's like you cheated, you got caught. But, you know, if you still gloat around that ring on your finger, oh boy.
What are they doing? What's their record looking like?
They're up there.
The Astros. Yeah, because they're good.
Yeah, they're a good team.
They're a solid team.
Once again, how important is the manager? Because Dusty Baker is 71 years old.
They're 6-5.
All right.
Second place. So,
yeah, they're hanging in.
Yeah, they lost. No, they didn't lose him, I guess. What's his name? Verlander. He got. They initially said he's out for the season, but is he out for the season now?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Is he now?
Elbow. Good.
Is he really?
Elbow
guy. He's a cheater.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cheater. He goes to bed with Kate Upton every night. That's cheating life.
It is kind of cheating life.
Here's another. Speaking of cheating life. I haven't done any segues. I haven't done any of my speaking of any tonight.
Yeah, but shit tonight.
LSU scored 46 points against Alabama in their football game last year. That's more points than they scored the previous five matchups combined, which also includes two games where LSU didn't reach the 50 on offense.
Wasn't one of those a national championship game?
I also think that wasn't OBJ and Jarvis Landry on one of those teams as well?
Yep. That was when they played twice that year. Yeah.
Oh, we had 9-6 or something in the final, or 9-0 or something. It was awful.
Yeah, that was one of those that's like, oh wow. You think they had a quarterback issue, or was it just Les Miles?
I don't know. Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. Hey, Regis died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Regis?
I don't know. It's just on my sheet.
Regis.
Oh, Philbin.
Alma mater from Notre Dame. Ow.
I saw him speak at a pep rally at Notre Dame one time.
Yeah? How'd that go?
That had to be a thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Had everybody all riled up. He was great. He was hilarious. I mean, what an entertainer that guy.
He was hilarious, yeah. He was fun. Great voice.
And I'm standing there and didn't even know it. Right next to me standing is Dick Vitale. Because you could hear him talking. He had a bunch of sunglasses on and his hat and shit. And he's, talking like an idiot. And then Regis is up there. And then up comes Coach Holtz, Lou Holtz. Oh, afterwards, God. I wanted to run through a brick wall. It was great. It was fantastic.
One thing we're proving about this show, Lox hates old people.
He just hates. You could have ended that sentence there.
Old people. I mean, there's Corso. You know, he's mocking Vitale now.
I mean, why not?
Don't get old around Lox. Don't get old around Lox.
Put the two of them in, like, a little room together, okay? Corso and Vitale.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine?
How much entertainment would that be?
Oh, yeah. Talking over each other? Spitting at each other?
Oh. You ever seen a wrestling match at an old folks' home with Jell-O? That'd be fantastic.
They could get a lot out of some. They could get a lot of people to talk if those two are in the same room together. Hey, baby, what do you know, baby? Well, anyway, I do have.
Dandy.
I do have. Your diaper's dandy there, Lee.
Diaper's dandy, kiddo.
I have an update from our resident field reporter, Eddie Lockett, from the Bluefield Beavers. I asked him tonight, I said, we're recording. What's the latest on our Beavers? And he said, nothing major. Picked up two teams to replace some of the games we lost. They'll be playing the crosstown rival, the Princeton Tigers, twice. They're 3A. Whoa. But Bluefield's owned them the last couple of years. They're playing another team, Parkersburg, the Big Red. They're a solid 3A team, too. They apparently have also, or not also, they've won 11 state titles, but like Alabama, three were voted on. Three are claimed, so really they only have eight. So anyway, but we won't get into that here on the Chop and Beef Show. Basically, Eddie was just saying that the coach is going to – Coach Simon wants to go play anyone, anywhere, at any time. They got eight games this year. The Bluefield Beavers, hopefully we have some Bluefield Beaver updates for the season. We appreciate Eddie listening. And giving us those updates. Looking forward to his videos. He's talking about doing some coming to you live videos that we'll definitely put on the Chop and Beef Show Facebook page for
new
all
analysts?
To see. Yeah, he's our on feet on the street up there.
Love
in Bluefield, West Virginia. So that's the Bluefield Beaver Report. It's brought to us by. Oh wait, I don't have a sponsor.
The Incest Festival of West Virginia. Is that sponsor?
Just when we think we're getting people to listen in West Virginia, JJ comes with that gem of a take and brings himself right back. Oh, wait. That's from
what?
Dumb and Dumber. All right, so you got on here, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition came out. I'll
better
be honest
last
with you,
year's.
It's here in my house. And I don't know where it is because I believe either a certain 16-year-old or a certain mother removed it from the house.
Let me send it to you?
No, I'm okay.
It's better than last year's.
I don't remember last year's.
The models this year actually look like they ate. So there's a difference.
Did you read it in the articles?
There's nothing to read. It was just like where the suit comes from, where they're doing this location shot, breast, waist, and thigh measurements. That's about it. Oh, that's Playboy. Wait a minute. what's your aspirations? And it was better than last year. That's all I can say.
There it is. There's the review. Chop and Beef Show review. We give it how many thong bikinis?
How many strengths?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like tan lines. So
out of five.
Let's do 3.5 teabag strings.
There
we'll
you
give go. Them 3.5. 3.5. It ain't Elle McPherson. It ain't Christy. It ain't, you know, Cindy Crawford. Kathy Ireland. It ain't the classics, but it's a good 3.5 string.
Good. Awesome. So there's
Remember
your review.
Remember to floss after you eat, kids.
Also, we have a new taste test. We have a new hunt for the Red October, or really just a hunt for the Red something, Red Apple.
Red Apple.
Word on the street is that Bud Light and Busch Light, two separate entities, are both
Same
coming
time.
Out with an apple lager thing, whatever they're doing. Only comes out apparently in Florida. So JJ's out on the hunt. And
right.
Hopefully at some point we can taste it live on the air, kinda like we did with that wonderful peach tea Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That I can still taste.
Oh.
What else we got as we close this mess out? What else we got?
What else do you have? What else going on?
The apple sounds better though.
It does, right? I don't think it can be bad, really. That Bud Light lime is refreshing.
Famous last words. Famous last words. It can't be worse. Oh God.
Orange.
We need Yarber. No, Yarber has been. We need Yarber to give us the review for the orange.
I like the B to the double L, the Bud Light lime.
Yeah, you can have a couple of those on the golf course.
Yeah.
They get a little bit too. I don't know, like they get me like they get me back at yonder, you know, back in the throat bit. After like a couple two Triados, you get a little in your throat.
I refuse to try them. I don't know what it is. It just scares the shit out of me.
It's cool to say B to the double L though. Sounds like you're kind of like the in kid.
Because you'd probably like it, and that you'd be embarrassed, and then you know cause all for your street cred down there in Tampa.
You know what I drink? You know what I drink on the golf course?
Yeah, you could put it right there in it.
Yeah, it's either Bud Light or Jack Daniels.
Oh, my God.
You can put a Bud Light lime in the Jack Daniels. I bet it would be delicious.
Why ruin a good Jack Daniels? Oh, Casey's seen a fifth in my bag.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I was seeing anything.
I didn't quite make it to the 14th.
Wow.
Anything else going? Did you play any golf this week, Locks? Anything?
I played last week with a client. Shot the best score I've shot in ages, man. Went 45 pedestrian front nine, then
what?
Went 38 on the back.
Wow.
Two over par. Heat index 107. Yeah.
How many shirts did you go through?
It was awesome.
If you're really applying yourself, you might make senior tour.
Right. It was great, though, man. That's the best I've played in a long, long time. So.
Papa Beef shot 79 the other day.
Get out of here.
Yeah. It was a par 70. He's been playing 4 days a week. Bro, he's working on his game. He shot a 79, and he was so excited to tell me today.
Did you buy him a beer?
No, I didn't buy him a beer, but... He said he was standing over. He was standing over his putt. It's about 5 feet for a bird. It was a short par four that he drove the green. So you can imagine how just how short that was. And he said he was, his partner was like, "Do you want to know where you are score wise?" He's like, "No, don't tell me." Then there was another guy in the other twosome that was with him, friends of theirs as well, walks over. He's like, "Hey, Tom, you hit this putt, you get 79. He's like, "Thanks a lot." So he actually hit it.
Yeah.
He actually Jinx. Hit it. Yeah. He's a head case like me, so you know, you could imagine he was definitely in his head for that 5 footer. It looked like about an 85 footer, but.
Hey,
real quick story today.
Yeah, we're on our way out.
We talked about the famous celebrity Uncle Dan.
Yeah.
Texted today, wanted to, you know, talk about the Royals. You know, he lives out there. And I said, you know, the Royals aren't bad if they just had some sticks. And he's like, yeah, you're right, man. Pitching's great. Everything's great. They're currently now beating the Cubs 10 to nothing.
Oh, no.
Like, damn.
I didn't notice they have one of the worst records in baseball, too. They only have 3 wins.
The team pitching, though, has been great. I mean, it really has. They hold down the – but they can't score shit. No. They're scoring all their runs in one goddamn game.
Is that like Keuchel the other night? Keuchel pitched a gem and loses 1-0. Like, he doesn't get any support whatsoever from the White Sox.
I can't believe it. Last night I was watching Mark Pryor's the pitching coach of the Dodgers.
There you
I
go.
Didn't know –
That's cool.
I did not know that at all. He was coming out to the mound, kind of giving his old reliever a pat on the butt against the Padres.
It would have been apropos if he was the pitching coach for the Astros, because Dusty Baker ruined his career. So, I mean, it would have been, you know, it would have been great.
I'm going to give you a longer career being a pitching coach.
That's it. And you'd probably make you know, good money, too.
Oh, yeah. He was okay for a year and a half.
I think that's all we got. On that note, we're going to end this mess. We appreciate you listening. I don't know how we're getting out of this thing, but we're getting out of it.
Oh.
Yeah. On behalf of JJ and Lox, I am the Beef. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening to the Chop and Beef Show. Until 2 weeks from now, we'll see you soon. Say goodnight, boys.
Good night now.